From the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood, I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra. Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto was inspired by an icon of an older generation. Now, the young musicians of the Tanglewood Music Center, inspired by their own predecessors, perform this masterpiece with soloist Paul Lewis. It's part of a program led by Boston Symphony Music Director Andras Nelsons that also includes the breathtaking majesty of Strauss's An Alpine Symphony. Plays Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, and Andras Nelsons leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in an Alpine Symphony. It's all coming up on this Tanglewood broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. One of the defining aspects of the coming year in music will be the centenary of composer, conductor, teacher, and pianist Leonard Bernstein. Born in 1918, this most dynamic and charismatic figure will be celebrated by orchestras, opera companies, and other arts organizations around the world. But while most of those celebrations will be confined to one year, here at Tanglewood, Bernstein is a constant presence every year, a member of the very first class of what's now the Tanglewood Music Center, a summer academy for the most promising musicians from around the world. Bernstein considered this place, Tanglewood, something of a kind of spiritual home. He returned here to the Berkshires year after year, no matter what the rest of his life and career entailed, to renew his commitment to his art, and perhaps even more importantly, to younger generations of musicians. The concert you're about to hear is named in his honor, and in an annual highlight of the summer, the Leonard Bernstein Memorial Concert features his successors, the fellows of the Tanglewood Music Center. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth, another beautiful afternoon at Tanglewood on the Stockbridge-Lenox line in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. Our concert begins with Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring soloist Paul Lewis. And after an intermission, Andras Nelsons leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in Richard Strauss's An Alpine Symphony. And in a conversation here at the Shed, Andras Nelsons said that even in the midst of weekly performances by the Boston Symphony, it's the Tanglewood Music Center that makes this place particularly special.
This is a very unique experience and unique place, and I think what makes it unique, of course, is the Tanglewood Music Center and the students, which are, of course, selected and auditioned from all the country and also from other countries. So it's difficult to say music the best, but it is the strongest young musicians who are playing here.
Boston Symphony Music Director Andras Nelsons. Well, no matter what music they perform, the fellows of the Tanglewood Music Center, or TMC, bring to their work the enthusiasm, verve, and zeal of young professionals ready to prove themselves to the world. And in that sense, it's fitting that this program begins with Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. Beethoven was in his late 20s when he heard Mozart's C minor Piano Concerto No. 24. He was walking through a Vienna park with a friend. He turned to his friend and said, "We'll never be able to do anything like that." Well, it may have been a sincere reaction in the moment, but the fact is that Beethoven was inspired. The Piano Concerto No. 3, also in C minor, is the result. In writing it, Beethoven, like any great artist, broke free of conventional rules and carved out unprecedented approaches to the concerto as a form. In the process, he injected a new level of emotion, insight, and expression. And actually, it took 4 years for Beethoven's ideas to grow from that initial inspiration after hearing Mozart's concerto to the fully formed piano concerto you're about to hear. And yet, Beethoven was still working in the piece right up to its first performance, in which he was to be the soloist. His page tuner for that premiere remembered it well when he said, "I saw almost anything but empty leaves at the most on one page or the other, a few Egyptian hieroglyphs, wholly unintelligible to me. They were scribbled down to serve as clues for him, for he played nearly all of the solo part from memory, since, as was often the case, he had not had time to put it all down on paper. But we're about to hear it. Coming on stage, pianist Paul Lewis and Boston Symphony Music Director Andras Nelsons and this Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, who begin with Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto from WCRB. The Piano Concerto No. 3 by Beethoven, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by soloist Paul Lewis. The Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra and Boston Symphony Music Director Andres Nelsons, who gave him a big hug right after the finale. By the way, in today's Boston Globe, there's a feature on our soloist Paul Lewis by Zoe Madonna. It's called Music, Mentors, and a Mess of Eggs. Talks about his mentor, Alfred Brendel, the great legendary pianist, and he said, what would he like to ask Beethoven? He said, well, I heard he likes to eat a mess of eggs, and that's what I'd cook for him. By the way, he returns to Symphony Hall this September for BSO subscription performances. He'll play Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 with Andres Nelsons conducting on a program that includes the Shostakovich 11th Symphony. The TMC Orchestra, you can hear them stomping their feet on the stage of the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. They want our soloist Paul Lewis to come back. And the members of the audience, too, in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. And out on the beautiful Tanglewood lawn this afternoon, he's back on stage with Andres Nelsons, who wants all the members of the TMC Orchestra to stand. Joins hands now with our soloist Paul Lewis. His extensive award-winning discography includes Beethoven's complete piano sonatas, concertos, the Diabelli variations, Liszt's B minor sonata, and other late works, all the major piano works from the last 6 years of Schubert's life, as well as the three song cycles. Well, stay with us. Strauss's An Alpine Symphony is still ahead in this WCRB broadcast of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.